Welcome to the Lease Option Experience. I'm John Jackson, your host, and together with my co-host, Joe Seske, we answer all of your questions about lease options in real estate. We answer questions about sandwich lease options, straight lease options, lease option assignments, also known as wholesaling lease options, which is exactly what we specialize in and what I've specialized in since 2003, having done well over 700 lease option transactions. If you have questions about lease options, this is the podcast you want to be listening to. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there about real estate investing, but this is the only podcast devoted specifically to the niche of lease options. We answer all of your questions and guide you through actual real transactions, both of our own, our students, and our listeners. So what do you say? Let's get started with the next episode of the Lease Option Experience. Hey, welcome everybody to the Lease Option Experience. John Jackson here. Hey, real quickly, if you like what you're seeing here, give the thumbs up here, leave comments, put questions down below, subscribe to this channel if you're watching us on YouTube, and again, give us a five-star rating on iTunes, Yelp, Uber Dash, whatever the hell you want to, I don't care. Give us thumbs up though, leave comments below, I will respond to those comments and questions for sure. But speaking of questions, if you have any questions, email them to me at questions@leasingtobuy.com, questions@leasingtobuy.com. All right, this episode, Joe and I are out of the studio here for a couple of weeks with some travel and trying to coordinate the studio. So it's just me flying solo on this episode. But I want to talk about something I'm just passionate about that it just gets me. And it's about committing. It's about success and the speed of success. Listen, I've been watching season two of Undercover Billionaire. It's got Grant Cardone and two ladies on it. Three billionaires where they're given $100 and they drop them off in Pueblo and Fresno, you know, just random places. They didn't know where they were going to be dropped off. Boom, dropped them off with $100. And with that $100, the goal was to make a $1 million company within 90 days. And as I'm watching this, I'm noticing some very, very solid similarities between the three people. Guess what that is? Speed of implementation. Bam, bam. They don't wait for opportunities. They create opportunities or they see an opportunity and they pounce like that. And that is you know, success loves speed, right? You don't see them. They've got 90 days to make a $1 million company. You don't see them just wandering around going, oh, what am I going to do? I don't know. Well, I'll just sit here and, maybe the phone will ring. No, they create success. They get out, they network, they see an opportunity, boom, they pounce. And, you know, this just came up this week, and this has happened so many times. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Let me talk to my wife, or let me talk to my spouse. Let me talk to my husband. What am I referring to? I'm referring to when someone contacts us about a program we have, or whether it be coaching, or even it's just this was on a $495 product, which is a very, very high level, intense coaching offer that I was running for just 3 days. And someone called in. They're interested, and they said, mm-hmm, okay, well, let me talk to my wife about it. Let me talk to my wife. What the hell, man? Is your wife the one running the company? Do you even have a company? Are you an entrepreneur or not? You see, entrepreneurs don't act that way. If I've got an opportunity in my business, and it's going to cost me, say, $1,000 or $2,000, I don't go, let me go ask my wife. She has nothing to do with my business, right? She's not in my business. That is just a cop-out. It is an absolute cop-out, and it just gets under my nails, under my skin. Oh, let me go ask my spouse. What are you in or out, right? You leaning on your spouse to whether you can spend $97 on something that's going to dramatically increase your financial stability, what are you doing? The reason you're in the hole is because you all can't make up your freaking mind, right? So speaking of the challenge, like these people, with 1 Minute Billionaire, Billionaire Underground. Last week I was with Robert Allen, the guy that got me started in real estate. He wrote The 1 Minute Millionaire, and he also wrote a book called The Challenge, which is where he was dropped off in a city or sent to an unemployment line, and within 4 weeks he had to take people out of the unemployment line and get them $5,000, and he did it. I've got a video for you, so turn up your speakers. I got a video for you. The audio may be a little bit hard to hear, so I want you to listen closely to what he says about committing. All right, this is about a 2.5 minute video, so listen to this video. I'm going to switch screens here, and I want you to listen to this. Hey, everybody. John Jackson here, Lease Option Classes, here with the Robert G. Allen, the man that got me started in real estate in 2003 with a 1 Minute Millionaire. Here in Utah, he just gave an amazing, amazing presentation. And the big takeaway for me, I'm just blown away, is commitment. Once you commit, the paradigm shifts dramatically. So many people I talk to that want to get started, say, in real estate, they're like, well, maybe, I don't know, I'll think about it. Yeah, but what if only. But once you commit, the paradigm shifts. Robert, what can you say real quickly about once you commit?
There's a statement I want you to memorize. And you've heard it before, but you've never memorized it. And the reason you haven't memorized it is you weren't committed to memorize it. So it's a quote about commitment, about a guy who's climbing Mount Everest. And as they're climbing Mount Everest, he writes in his book, How to Commit. He said, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits, providence moves too. All sorts of things occur that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision. Your decision to commit, a whole stream of events issues from your decision, raising in your favor all sorts of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which you couldn't even imagine were going to happen to you. That quote, you go online and Google the commitment quote, you'll find it. I want you to memorize it, because it means that when you commit and willing to go all in, providence, what does that mean? Providence with a capital P, providence, the universe, higher power, commits to people who commit, and doesn't commit to people who are not committed, leaves them on their own to try to figure out by themselves. So you got to go for it. You got to commit, but you got to follow your heart. I mean, you don't want to go for something stupid, because your intuition will tell you, oh, that's stupid, don't do that. But if your heart says, this is it, go all in.
Robert, thank you so much. I'm so blessed to have you in my life, to have seen you on TV 18 years ago with Mark Victor Hansen promoting your book, and what a dynamic change you've had in my life from so many people. So thank you so much, Robert.
You're welcome.
He's great. He's awesome programs. Get them. Yes, do it.
Thank you. All right. So I hope you play this video or play this audio back over and over and over. Once you commit, right, providence does all kinds of things that otherwise would have been unimaginable. You've got to commit. When you're coming up with some BS excuse or garbage, like, let me go talk to my wife, over a $495 intense coaching, working with, it doesn't matter if it's with me or somebody else, and you go talk to my wife. You're not committed. You've got to commit. Success loves speed. Success detests stalling and hesitation. You hesitate, you fail. Speed, you succeed. Yeah, it doesn't mean that once you act, it's going to be all rosy and perfect. But it means you take action, speed, and then you adjust. All right? I'm telling you, watch Undercover Billionaire. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Listen to what Bob just told you. If you want to, you can Google. Just type in, once you commit, and it's going to pop up. This is from a gentleman that was climbing Mount Everest. All right, got pretty intense because I'm so passionate about this. I just detest seeing people hesitate and go, well, I don't know. Well, then go back to your 9-to-5. Get off of my email list. I only want those to follow me that are committed. All right? It's all about mindset. It's about mindset. All right. So with that, again, short episode here. But again, leave comments down below. Give me a thumbs up. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Subscribe to this channel if you're watching us on YouTube. And leave questions and comments below. I do answer them. I do respond. All right, guys, take care, and we'll see you in the next episode. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of the Lease Option Experience. I hope you got a lot of information out of that episode. Again, if you have any questions about lease options, email us questions@leasingtobuy.com. Again, that's questions@leasingtobuy.com. And again, if you haven't yet, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on any platform that you're listening to or watching us on. Again, questions@leasingtobuy.com. And if you haven't, again, go to leaseoptionclasses.com. Get all your free downloads, a lot of great information, including the steps to lease option, my lease option calculator, my seller price sheet, and even my comparison sheet. Again, that's leaseoptionclasses.com. And we've got a lot more training videos there as well. And you can even learn more about the Lease Options 2.0 training information. All right, take care, and we'll see you on the next episode.